بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اليوم ندرس في درسنا ثلاثة الأصول، باب الخوف. Today, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to take in our lesson the three fundamental principles, the chapter entitled Al-Khawf. Because as we remember, the Shaykh early in this section, he mentioned Anwa' al-Ibadah, the types of worship. As a quick review, يعني نريد أن نراجع جزءا من المتن قبل ما ندخل الدرس من أجل يقع في أذهاننا ما نحن فيه الآن. We would like to review the beginning of this section of the درس from the text in order so it can be in our heads, in our minds, that which we are taking as of now. المؤلف قال أنواع العبادة التي أمر الله بها مثل الإسلام والإيمان والإحسان. He said the types of worship in which Allah commanded with it, such as Islam and Iman and Ihsan. He said ومنه الدعاء والخوف والرجاء والتوكل والرغبة والرهبة والخشوع والخشية والإنابة والاستعانة والاستعاذة والاستغاثة والذبح والنذر وغير ذلك من أنواع العبادة التي أمر الله بها كلها لله تعالى. The Shaykh, Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab al-Najdi rahimahullah, he mentions in this portion of the text that we're taking, he mentioned the types of worship in which Allah commanded with it, such as Islam and Iman and Ihsan. From it, meaning from the types of worship, is الدُّعَاء. وَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا قِسْمَ الدُّعَاء أَمْسِ وَجُزْءٌ قَبْلَ أَمْسِ. We've taken a section with regards to dua yesterday, in our prior lesson. قَالَ وَمِنْهُ الدُّعَاءُ وَالْخَوْفُ. He said from it is الدُّعَاء. والخوف, fear, والرجاء, hope, والتوكل, one putting their trust in Allah, والرغبة, desire, والرهبة, يعني fear, والخشوع, humility, والخشية, يعني fear with knowledge, والإنابة, returning to Allah, والاستعانة, seeking aid from Allah, والاستعاذة, seeking refuge with Allah, والاستغاثة, seeking aid from Allah in time of fear, والذبح, الذبح, which is slaughtering, والنذر, one taking an oath. He said وغير ذلك من أنواع العبادة التي أمر الله بها. He said other than what has been mentioned from the types of worship in which Allah commanded with it. He said كلها لله تعالى. All of these types of worship is exclusively to Allah the Most High. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned proof. الآن قد وصلنا إلى الخوف. Now we have arrived in the section with regards to الخوف, fear. What is fear? قال المصنف الخوف يعني مما ذكر الخوف لأن يذكر أدلة بعد أدلة. The Shaykh, he mentions proof after proof. And first he mentioned with regards to الدُّعَاء. And he mentioned in his text, he said, وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. And the proof is the statement of Allah the Most High with regards to dua. يعني بنسبة للدُّعَاء. قَالَ وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. He said, أَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ, and that the masajid, the places of worship, are لِلَّهِ. It's exclusively for Allah. فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. So do not invoke with Allah anyone. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned, فَمَنْ صَرَفَ مِنْهَا شَيْئًا لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ, whoever directs anything from worship to other than Allah, فَهُوَ مُشْرِكٌ كَافِرٌ, then he is a mushrik. He is a polytheist, kafir, disbeliever. And then he mentioned, وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and then he mentioned, the proof is his statement, the Most High, وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. And he said, whoever invokes with Allah any other deity, there is no proof for him with that. لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ, there is no proof of the permissibility of that for him. فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ, verily his accord, his recompense, meaning his punishment, will be with his Lord, meaning he will receive punishment from his Lord. And he said, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ, verily the one who is a kafir, a disbeliever, he is not successful. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned, وَفِي الْحَدِيثِ الدُّعَاءُ مُخُ الْعِبَادَةِ, then he mentioned the hadith that dua is the core of worship. كَمَا أَخَذْنَا هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ لَمْ يَثْبُتْ, as we've taken this hadith, لَمْ يَثْبُتْ, it is not sound. وَفِيهِ عِلَّتَانِ كَمَا ذَكَرْنَا, in it is two weaknesses. There's two weaknesses in this hadith. الدُّعَاء مُخُ الْعِبَادَةِ. عِلَّةُ الْأُولَى, the first of the two weaknesses that's in this hadith, is that Ibn Lahi'a, he's da'if, he's weak. Ibn Lahi'a is in this hadith. He's in this chain of narration. Not in the hadith, he's in the chain of narration. And the second is the weakness of Al-Waleed ibn Muslim. Waleed ibn Muslim, he's mudallis. He is mudallis. Tayyib, tadlis al-taswiya. As we have taken, the tadlis al-taswiya. Tayyib, then the Shaykh, he mentioned the statement of Allah. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ He said, وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, the proof is his statement of Allah, the Most High. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, and your Lord, he said, اُدْعُونِي, call on me, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will answer your dua. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ, verily those who are prideful, and avoid the worship of me, سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمْ, he will enter into Jahannam, دَاخِرِينَ, meaning humiliated, in a position of lowliness. نعم, الآن الذي سنأخذ هذه الليلة الدرس في الخوف. This evening, inshallah, we're going to take the lesson regarding خوف. وهذا جزء من المتن يأتي مباشرة بعدما يعني يأتي مباشرة بعد ما ذكرنا آنفا. This portion that we're reading right now comes directly after what we have just read with regards to dua and the proof regarding dua. بالنسبة للدعاء والدليل للدعاء يعني في الآية قال ودليل خوفي قوله تعالى فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Then the Shaykh, he mentioned with regards to khawf, يعني الدليل على أن الخوف عبادة. He's mentioned والدليل الخوف, meaning والدليل الخوف. What does he mean by دليل الخوف? الخوف, meaning the khawf which is عبادة. The khawf which is worship. Because fear is worship. Fear of Allah is worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we're talking about, because he's mentioning the types of worship. Anwal ibadah. يعني يذكر أنوال عبادة. وذكر الدعاء ثم الآن يذكر الخوف. وقال والدليل الخوف قوله تعالى فلا تخافوهم وخافوني إن كنتم مؤمنين. He said, so do not fear them and fear me if you are true believers. So do not fear them and fear me if you are truly believers. قال الشيخ محمد بن جمال حفظه الله قوله ودليل الخوف. He said his statement with regards to دليل الخوف. الخوف يعني الآن الشيخ يذكر ما هو تعريف الخوف. The Sheikh is mentioning what is the definition of خوف. قال الخوف هو رهب هو هرب القلب من حلول مكروه عند استغشاء عند استشعاره. He said هو الخوف هو هرب القلب هرب القلب من حلول مكروه عند استشعاره فإن اقترن معه العلم بالله كان خشية كان خشية. He said الخوف حرب القلب is the feeling is the feeling or of fleeing or wanting to flee or the heart to flee from falling into a situation that's disliked. It's the fleeing of the heart from a situation that is disliked when sensing its presence. فَإِنْ اِقْتَرَنَا مَعْهُ الْعِلْمِ بِاللَّهِ كَانَ خَشْيَةً. If it is paired with ilm, with knowledge, then it is called khashya. Then it is considered khashya. And khashya is different than khawf. الخشية تختلف عن الخوف. الخشية تكون مقترنا بالعلم والخوف قد يكون بالعلم قد لا يكون بالعلم. نعم ولكن الخشية تكون بالعلم كما قال الله عز وجل إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. This reminds us of the statement where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. يعني بهذه خشية بمعنى العلماء هم الذين يخشون الله عز وجل حقيقة. Now, this issue of fear. What is fear? Fear is the heart fleeing. It's a feeling in the heart wanting to flee from a situation that's disliked when sensing its presence. This is khawf. And if it is paired with knowledge with Allah, then it is called khashya. If it is paired, if it's associated also with knowledge, then it is considered to be khashya. And this reminds us of the statement of Allah where He says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءُ. Verily those who fear Allah most from His slaves are the ulama. And this is what khashya. Khashya is different than khawf. Khawf is mere fear. What khashya is fear of Allah while having knowledge, while being one who has knowledge. طيب. فقال الشيخ والخوف قسمان. The Sheikh, he mentioned fear is of two types. محمود ومذموم. محمود ومذموم. محمود is the praiseworthy type of praise, the praiseworthy type of fear. ومذموم is the blameworthy type of fear. يعني مذموم يعني بمعنى ذم من ذم النوع الذي يلام عليه الخوف الذي يلام بسببه صاحبه يلام بسببه. أما المحمود يعني هذا الذي عنده خوف المحمود يثنى عليه ومعروف أن هذا الشيء طيب هذا الخوف طيب ومذموم ليس بالطيب. الخوف is of two types. Fear is of two types. You have the praiseworthy type and you have the blameworthy type. قال فالمحمود هو الذي يحمل صاحبه على فعل المأمور وترك المحظور وهو على نوعين. أي المحمود الخوف المحمود هو الذي يحمل صاحبه على فعل المأمور وترك المحظور، وهو على نوعين، أي هذا القسم، هذا النوع الذي محمود على قسمين، على نوعين. الأول ما يحمل صاحبه على فعل الواجبات وترك المحرمات، هذا الأول ما يحمل صاحبه على فعل الواجبات وترك المحرمات. والنوع الثاني من هذا الذي يعني الخوف المحمود هو ما يحمل صاحبه على فعل المستحبات وترك المكروهات وعدم التوسع في المباحات، وعدم التوسع في المباحات. الآن نحن نتكلم عن نوع الأول، أي النوع من الخوف الذي محمود، النوع من الخوف الذي محمود. والنوع هذا هو الذي يحمل صاحبه على الفعل المأمورات وترك المحظورات. وهذا النوع من الخوف، أي أقصد النوع الذي محمود، هو على نوعين. نحن نكرر من أجل أن يكون مفهوما. طيب، على نوعين. نوع الأول هو ما يحمل صاحبه على فعل الواجبات وترك المحرمات، هذا الأول. والثاني، أي النوع الثاني من الخوف المحمود، ما يحمل صاحبه على فعل المستحبات وترك المكروهات، وكذلك في هذا النوع وعدم التوسع في المباحات. طيب، the Sheikh mentioned that fear is of two types. One that's praiseworthy and the other one that's blameworthy. The type that's praiseworthy, the type of fear that's praiseworthy, this is the type of fear in which it causes its possessor, meaning the one who possesses the type of fear which is praiseworthy, it causes him to do the actions which he had been commanded to do. It causes him, this type of fear of Allah that's praiseworthy, it causes him to do those deeds which he's been commanded to do, and to stay away from those things which he had been commanded to stay away from. And this type of fear, the fear which is praiseworthy, is of two types. The first, which is the kind that causes the possessor of this type of fear to do that which is incumbent upon him, and to stay away from those things, those actions which are prohibited for him to commit. And the second category of this type of praise, or this type of fear that's praiseworthy, is that this fear which is praiseworthy causes its possessor to do actions which are highly recommended. بفعل المستحبات وترك المكروهات. This type of fear of Allah, which is praiseworthy, the second category of this type, is that it causes its possessor to do those actions which are highly recommended. And it causes him to stay away from those actions which are highly disliked. And it also causes him to avoid delving deep in doing those deeds or doing those actions which are permissible. He doesn't commit to doing actions which are permissible to the level of he busies himself with that which is less beneficial. Rather, he busies himself with those actions which are highly beneficial and helpful for him in his deen. يعني يحمل صاحبه على فعل المستحبات وترك المكروهات وعدم التوسع في المباحات. وعدم التوسع في المباحات. He doesn't busy himself too much generously into those actions which are permissible. Rather, he increases in obedience to Allah and those actions which are obligatory upon him and those actions which are highly recommended. And he stays away from those deeds which are haram and those deeds which are disliked. It may not reach the level of being haram, yani, but it can lead the makruh, yani الفعل المكروه, yani قد يؤدي إلى المحرم. The one who does an action which is disliked, it may not be haram, but it may lead him to do those actions which are haram. If he delves into those issues or those actions which are disliked, it may lead him to doing those actions which are haram. And he also avoids spending too much time in those actions, doing those deeds, or doing those actions which are permissible. Na'am. Meaning it does not receive a ruling on is it halal or haram, it's just permissible. طيب. وذكر الشيخ والمذموم هو الذي يحمل صاحبه على اليأس والقنوط من رحمة الله ومن من وقع فيه عطاء السلمي فقد كان خوفه من الله شديدا حتى صار به إلى القنوط. إلى القنوط. The Shaykh, he mentioned the type of khawf, which is the type of khawf which is madhmum, which is blameworthy. And this is the general meaning of الخوف المذموم, يعني التعريف العام, التعريف العام للخوف المذموم هو الذي يحمل صاحبه على اليأس والقنوط من رحمة الله. The Shaykh, he mentioned, Shaykh Muhammad Ba Jamal حفظه الله, he mentioned the fear which is blameworthy is the type of fear that causes its possessor or carries him to having hopelessness and despair from the mercy of Allah. This type of fear is the type of fear that causes one to feel hopeless, have hopelessness and despair from the mercy of Allah. And this is blameworthy. فَقَالَ وَمِنْ مَنْ وَقَعَ فِيهِ عَطَاءَ السُّلَمِ. And from those who have fell into this category of khawf al-madhmum is Ata al-Sulami. Ata al-Sulami from the Tabi'een. He, yani adraka Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. Tayyib, wa huwa, yani, min al-Salihin, walakin waqa'a fi khawf al-madhmum. He is from the righteous people, but this individual, Ata al-Sulami, he was one who feared the type of fear which it was fear that was severe on himself to a point he became from one who despaired. قد ذكر أنه هذا يعني تعليق مني أذكر أنه قد ذكر أنه قال مرة إني والله إذا ذكرت جهنم ما يصيغني طعام ولا شراب. يعني إذا ذكر جهنم, إذا كان يذكر جهنم قال يعني ما يصيغني طعام ولا شراب, ما كان له رغبة في أن يأكل ويشرب إذا ذكر جهنم. عطاء السلمي, he had fear of Allah to a level it was harsh on him, it was difficult on him, to a point some said they always see him and he would look like his eyes was full of tears. كان عيونه ممتلية بدموع بسبب شدة البكاء والخوف من الله عز وجل وخوف مما يأتي في الآخرة. He used to always walk around he was one who had tears in their eyes all the time out of fear. And there's a statement where one of the Salaf, they mentioned that they asked him about, they reminded him and told him he should eat some food. And then he mentioned to this individual, he said, إِنِّي وَاللَّهِ إِذَا ذَكَرْتُ جَهَنَّمْ. He said, verily, wallahi, if I mention or if I remember Jahannam, if I ponder Jahannam, if I reflect regarding Jahannam, he said, I am not able to eat anything or drink. He loses his appetite. He used to lose his appetite thinking about Jahannam. Naam. هذا لا يصلح من أن ييأس الشخص أو المسلم أو يقنط من رحمة الله عز وجل. لا يجوز الخوف الذي يجعل شخص لا يكون طبيعيا خوف شديد حتى يتعب نفسه. It's not correct for one to fear and have such fear to where they cannot function on a daily basis, to where they tire themselves, or they apply pressure to themselves and believe that they are hopeless, or lose and have despair and lose the ability of functioning properly, and losing the belief or not having the belief in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or not properly understanding the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his slave. Al-Muhim, ذكر هذا الشيخ محمد بن جمال مثالا. الشيخ, he mentioned this as an example. قال والخوف يزيد بزيادة الإيمان وينقص بنقصانه. The Shaykh, he mentioned, Al-Khawf, fear, it increases with the increasement of Iman. And it decreases with the decreasing of Iman. If one's Iman increases, their khawf of Allah, their fear of Allah should increase. And if their Iman decreases, then in general, their fear of Allah decreases along with it. وقال الشيخ كذلك والذي يحرك الخوف في قلب العبد المطالعة مطالعة آيات الوعيد والعذاب والزجر الذي يحرك الخوف في قلب العبد مطالعة آيات الوعيد والعذاب والزجر. هذا من مجموع الفتاوى للشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية. He mentioned that which moves the fear or increases the fear in the heart of the slave is pondering, reading and pondering the verses in the Quran with regards to the punishment, the promise of punishment, and that which will take place to the slave, that will take place in the next life with regards to punishment. And this is a statement of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah that he recorded. And then the Shaykh Muhammad Ba Jamal Hafidhullah qala wa aqsamul khawfi arba'atun. He mentioned the categories of fear is four. أقسام الخوف أربعة. هذه الفائدة تسجل. هذه الفائدة تسجل. The Shaykh, he mentioned the categories of fear are four. We advise our brothers and sisters to record these lessons with a pen and pad. خوف is of four types. خوف عبادة. خوف العبادة. This is the first. الأول خوف عبادة. The fear which is worship. The fear which is worship. وهو الخوف من الله سبحانه وتعالى وحده تألها وعبادة. قال الخوف عبادة هو الخوف من الله سبحانه وتعالى وحده تألها وعبادة. الخوف أربعة أقسام. قال الأقسام الخوف أربعة. The categories of fear are four. The categories of fear are four levels or four types. There are four types of khawf. He said khawfun ibadah. Khawf, which is worship. And he mentioned, وَهُوَ الْخَوْفُ مِنَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. This is the fear from Allah, meaning the act of fearing Allah. Glorified be He, the Most High. وَحْدَهُ, alone. تَأَلُّهًا وَعِبَادَةً. تَأَلُّهًا وَعِبَادَةً. Yani this type of fear of Allah alone, which is deifying, and it is an act of worship, and making it an act of worship. Is deifying Allah while making this fear of Allah an act of worship. هذا هو الأول. قسم الثاني خوف شركي. The khawf, which is the fear, which is the fear, which is the fear of shirk. وهو الخوف من غير الله عز وجل كالخوف من الله أو أشد. هو الخوف من غير الله كالخوف من الله أو أشد. وفيه تأله وتعبد. الخوف الشركي هو الخوف من الله عز وجل كالخوف من الله أو أشد. He said خوف شركي, the polytheistic way of fear, is the fear of other than Allah. Such as one, the same type of fear that one would have of Allah, or more severe than the fear that one would have of Allah. And in it, meaning in this fear, one deifies. It's an act of deification, the type of fear that one has when they deify someone. And they make that fear an act of worship. If it's to other than Allah, if it's deifying other than Allah, and it is an act of worship, that this type of fear is shirk. Shirki. Khawfun shirki. Khawfun shirki. وَمِنْهُ خَوْفَ السِّرْ. And from this is the khawf السِّرْ, the type of khawf, which is the secretive khawf, the hidden khawf. ومثاله أن يطلب من الرجل أن يحلف بالله على شيء فيحلف وهو كاذب بلا مبالاة. An example of this type of fear is if a man is requested to swear by Allah regarding a particular thing. Then he swears, and while he's swearing, he's lying. He's lying while he's swearing. He swears by Allah, but he's lying regarding that which he's saying, without any type of regard regarding the truth. Now, بلا مبالا. فإذا قيل له احلف بالولي. If he was told, احلف بالولي فلان. If he was told, swear by such and such wali, such and such sheikh, regardless if he is dead or if he is alive, this happens. If someone was to ask this individual, احلف بالولي, خاف وارتعد ونقص. This individual, if he's told to swear by such and such wali, he gets scared, and he trembles, and he flinches. This type of situation, he doesn't want to swear by wali, by such and such sheikh. This type of, and he khawf, he fears, if he was to swear by such and such wali, that he may be cursed. This type of khawf shirki. وَبَعْضَهُمْ قَالُوا هَذَا خَوْفْ سِرِّي. وَبَعْضُهُمْ كَذَلِكْ سَمَّاهُ هذا خوف، خوف التذلل والتعظيم والخضوع. هذا ليس في الكتاب، هذا من عندي. يعني أن هذا القسم بعضهم ذكروا أن هذا يسمى خوف التذلل والتعظيم والخضوع. This type of خوف، خوف الشركي. One of the types of خوف الشركي is خوف السري. The fear of the hitting. Fear of the hidden. طيب. And some, عياذ بالله، may Allah protect us from all types of shirk. And some of the scholars have called this type of خوف, this خوف سري, خوف التذلل. The type of fear which one, it causes one to lower themselves. يعني التعظيم, hold someone to esteem or honor. والخضوع. وهذا لا يجوز. هذا لا يصلح إلا لله تعالى. فما أشرك فيه مع الله غيره فهو مشرك. شرك أكبر. This type of خوف is not permissible. This type of خوف is not correct. Except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خوف التذلل والتعظيم والخضوع. خوف السر. خوف. يعني this type of fear is only exclusively to be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None other than Him. Whoever associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in khawf, he is mushrik, shirk akbar, ay yukhrijuh min al-millah. He is a mushrik, a polytheist, one who this shirk, this act of worship, has taken him out of the fold of Islam. ولا يجوز حتى تجد بعض أناس ربما يخاف من الأصنام والأموات ومن أماكن، يعني أماكن التي قد يحصل فيه يعني شيء. بعضهم يخاف من الأصنام كما ذكرنا. Some people they fear not just, it might not just be an awali, someone of status, but some individuals they may fear a statue or an idol. It might be a statue and they fear the statue, as one should fear Allah, or maybe even more than their fear of Allah. Or some individual, they fear the dead. They may have a relative or someone that they respect that has passed away, and they fear them. So this causes them to commit shirk. This is where you find some people, they go to the graves and they slaughter at the graves in honor of these individuals because they want these individuals to be pleased with them. They believe that they get closer to Allah by way of their slaughtering of their offerings. فهذا لا يجوز. هذا القسم الثاني من الخوف الذي يعني لأنه قال أقسام الخوف أربعة: خوف عبادة وخوف شركي. ذكرنا قسمين. We mentioned two categories. There are four categories of shirk, and we're going to end it in this section. The first is خوف, the fear of worship, the fear which is worship, the fear, the type of fear which is worship. وهو الخوف من الله سبحانه وتعالى. This is the first type, the type of fear that is exclusively to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is worship. In the second category, خوف شركي, that we have just taken. يعني الذي ذكرنا خوف شركي, the polytheistic type of fear. وهو الخوف من غير الله كالخوف من الله أو أشد. This is the type of fear that one has for other than Allah, or they may fear this whatever this is, this object or this person or this wali, this whatever it may be, they may fear it more than they fear Allah. And in this act is ta'alluh. يعني deification والتعبد and worship. هذا قسم الثاني. ومن أنواع هذا القسم خوف السر الذي لا يصلح إلا لله عز وجل. And in this category is a type of خوف where one has the fear of the unseen, fear of something that's hidden. وقسم الثالث خوف معصية. الخوف معصية وهو الخوف الذي يحمل صاحبه على ارتكاب محرم أو ترك واجب ولم يصل حد الإكراه. The Shaykh, he mentioned the third category of khawf is the khawf which is a sin. The khawf, which is the khawf of sin, which is the fear in which, the type of fear in which it causes its possessor to implement something that's impermissible, something that's haram, or it causes him to leave off something that is wajib. In this category, at the same time, it's a must to know, لم يصل حد الإكراه. The individual is not being forced. He's not being forced to implement this sin. If this is the case, then this is not considered under this category. الخوف معصية هو الخوف الذي يحمل صاحبه على ارتكاب محرم. This type of fear, the fear of sin, is the type of fear that causes the possessor, meaning the one who has this fear, to implement a sin, to do something that's impermissible. Or it may not be for him to implement something, do something, to do an act. It may cause him to leave off an act which is wajib. مثلا تجد بعض الناس عنده وظيفة يشتغل في المحل أو يشتغل في شركة فيترك الصلوات مخافة على أن لو صلى ربما صاحب المحل يعطله من الشغل، يخاف ربما أن صاحب العمل يقول اخرج لا نريدك أن تشتغل هنا لأنك تصلي، فلذلك يترك الصلوات طول يومه عندما يشتغل يترك الصلوات ثم يذهب إلى البيت ويصلي ظهر وعصر ومغرب في البيت لأنه خاف وهو ترك واجبا. This type of fear, which is the type that is sinful, is the type of fear in which it causes the possessor of it to do a sin or to leave off something that is obligatory upon him while not being forced. Some individuals, they get a job as an example, working for a business. And they get this job, working for this business, and they know that they have to work from Dhuhr all the way up to Maghrib. And they may be given 20 minutes throughout their day as for a break. And they never express to their boss or their manager that they have to pray Salat al-Dhuhr and it may take them 5 minutes. They have to pray Salat al-Asr and it takes them another 5 minutes. And they have to pray Maghrib, it's close to the time of them leaving their work. And they fear that if they were to pray or present this issue to the manager, that they would lose a job. هذا خوف معصية. This is the خوف which is sinful. He fears that if he was to pray, that he would lose his job. So, this type of situation, maybe if he was to present, ربما لو أخبر صاحبه أنه يحتاج يصلي نعم لا بأس عندنا عمال غيركم يصلون كذلك أو لا بأس أعرف كان معنا عمال من قبل نفس الشيء عندنا غرفة خاصة لكم صلوا كما تحبون عادي عندكم 20 دقيقة ثم رجعوا إلى أعمالكم. يعني ربما ما عنده إشكال، لكن لو وجد إشكال أحسن أن تجد يعني شغل آخر تنتقل وتذهب إلى يعني وظيفة أخرى. this individual refused to present it to him, maybe he would say, no problem. Here, there's a room here. You can go and pray. Take your time. Enjoy it. As long as you only, you know that the rule is only 20 minutes. He may not have a problem. But this individual, in the khawf, وهذا خوف معصية يجعله يترك واجبا أو يرتكب محرما. وربما لو يعني ارتكاب محرما يعني بعض الناس يسرقون أو يزنون لم يخاف المرأة ربما تتكلم فيه يقول أنك لست ببطل مثلا يعني ربما الشخص يعني يخاف من شيء فلذلك يرتكب شيء محرما. And then the second type that the Sheikh mentioned is this type in the same category is one may leave off something that is obligatory, such as the example we mentioned, or they may do something haram. As an example, one, they have fear that if they didn't pay their bills, they will get kicked out. So they go and rob a bank. This is the fear that causes one to do a ma'asiyah. Or they meet a woman in a haram situation and they commit zina. They commit fornication or adultery out of fear that maybe this woman will speak ill about him. Maybe she may think that he's gay or something's wrong with him. So he wants to have a good rapport with this woman. So he sleeps with her, doing something haram. طيب, قسم الثالث من أنواع, قسم الرابع من أنواع, والشيخ ذكر ولم يصل حد الإكراه. لا ننسى ذلك. هذه نقطة مهمة. In this category, this third category, we must know that it's not the situation. As an example, if someone put a gun to someone's head, they said, rob this bank or else I'm going to kill you. And they rob a bank out of fear. They aren't doing something out of fear, but they're doing it because they're being forced. This is different. This does not fall into this category. And the Sheikh, he made a point of this at the end. He said, هُوَ الْخَوْفُ الَّذِي يَحْمِلُ صَاحِبَهُ عَلَى الْارْتِكَابِ مُحَرَّمًا أَوْ تَرْكِ الْوَاجِبٍ وَلَمْ يَصِلْ حَدِّ الْإِكْرَاهِ. لَمْ يَصِلْ حَدِّ الْإِكْرَاهِ. He said, at the same time, he said, it has not reached the level of being forced. He may do a sin, something that is impermissible, or he leaves off something that is obligatory upon him, but it has not arrived to the level level of being forced. It's different if someone put a gun to someone's head and said, commit zina, or rob this bank, or if you don't do this, such and such thing, I'm going to kill you. If you pray in this room, we're going to hurt you, or we're going to put a snake in the room or something. This is different. طيب? So this category, one must not be from those who are being forced without having a choice. قسم الرابع خوف طبيعي. The fifth category is خوف طبيعي. The natural fear. The natural fear. خوف طبيعي. وهو الخوف الذي يكون بأسباب متحققة. هو الخوف الذي يكون بأسباب متحققة. كالخوف من عدو أو سبع. The Sheikh mentioned the fourth category is خوف طبيعي, the natural fear. And this category of fear is the type of fear that one has based on reasons which are realistic. Reasons which are realistic is an example, clear and present danger. As an example, an individual fears his enemy. He fears the enemy is going to approach. This is a natural fear that he cannot avoid. Or he fears a predatory animal. It's coming his way. As an example, a lion. Or something of this nature. Or a spider. هذا خوف طبيعي. This is a natural fear. قسم الرابع خوف هو الخوف الذي يكون بأسباب متحققة كالخوف من عدو أو سبع. يعني الذي يخاف عدوه أن يأتي فهذا خوف لا محالة له، يعني خوف جبليا، خوف جبليا، فلا بأس، يعني لا بأس، لا يلام بسبب أنه يخاف من صبع. لو كان أسد في الطريق إليه يخاف أن الأسد سيأكله، فهذا خوف طبيعي. If an individual fears a natural fear, there's nothing blameworthy regarding on this in this aspect. ثم قال الشيخ قوله وقول تعالى فلا تخافوهم وخافوني إن كنتم مؤمنين. أول الآية إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه فلا تخافوهم وخافوني إن كنتم مؤمنين. The Sheikh, he mentioned the statement of Allah. He says, فلا تخافوهم. Do not fear them. وخافوني. Fear me. إن كنتم مؤمنين. If you are truly believers. أول الآية. He mentioned the first part of the same آية. إنما, he mentioned Allah, the statement of Allah, he says, إنما ذلكم الشيطان. Verily is none other than شيطان. يخوف أولياءه. He tries to instill fear. He instills fear into his helpers. فلا تخافوهم. Do not fear them. وخافوني إن كنتم مؤمنين. He said, and fear me if you're truly believers. ومعنى الآية, the meaning of this verse, أن الشيطان يخوف المؤمنين بأوليائه من الجن والإنس. The meaning of this verse is that شيطان, he instills fear in the believers with his helpers from jinn and mankind. بأن يعظمهم في صدوركم, meaning he causes them to be regarded as يعني greater than they really are. He causes them to be greater or look greater in their eyes than they truly are. And يعظمهم في صدوركم, causes them to be greater than they are in your hearts. ويؤهلكم, لا يعني قال بأن يعظمهم في صدوركم, يعني his own jinn and ants, jinn and mankind, he causes them to look great in their hearts, في صدوركم, in the hearts of the believers, causes fear in their hearts for the helpers of shaitan. ويوهمكم أنهم ذو بأس, and he tricks you. Shaitan tricks you and they make you believe that they are problematic. ذو بأس, that they are problematic. فإني أنهاكم أن تخافوا أولياء الشيطان. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse, he lets us know that verily I prohibit you. إني أنهاكم أن تخافوا أولياء الشيطان. I prohibit you from fearing the helpers of shaitan. وخافوني في مخالفة أمري, and fear me in being disobedient or being in opposition to my command. وخافوني في مخالفة أمري ومن عذابي, and they fear me from being from those who are in opposition to my commandment, and fear my punishment. إن كنتم مؤمنين. إن كنتم مؤمنين يعني بأني كافيكم وناصركم. يعني إن كنتم مؤمنين, if you're truly believers, meaning that I am, يعني بأني كافيكم, I'm sufficient for you, وناصركم, and I'm the one who aids you. فجعل الخوف من مخالفة أمره عز وجل وعدم الخوف من أولياء الشيطان دليلا للإيمان. Then the Shaykh, he mentions to end it off, he said, and he's made khawf, fear, from being in opposition to the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not fearing the helpers or the aiders, those who aid shaitan, he made this a dalil, he made this a proof regarding the iman of the believer, a proof regarding the faith of the believer. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.